Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about public works in Stafford County this morning. The public works director, Jason Towery, is in with us this morning. Jason, good morning. Glad to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We'll start off and we'll get in and obviously spend a lot of time this morning talking about the public works and utility department in Stafford. But as far as you go, how long have you been in Stafford County?
So my wife and I have lived in Stafford area for about 15 years. Recently, we've made a move actually over to the city. So that's an exciting adventure for us. But I've been working for Stafford County for just over 5 years now in a couple different capacities, but most recently as the public works director.
What got you into this? How long have you, obviously this is something you've been interested in quite some time.
Sure. Yeah. I'm a civil engineer. So I went to school for site civil engineering design. And so my work history started out actually here locally in Stafford. I worked for some design firms doing a lot of site design for new housing developments and commercial developments. And so I had a lot of interaction with the county on those fronts and then eventually had some opportunities to come over and start working with them directly.
That must be interesting because a lot of people do that, of where you'll be working in the commercial world and then to go from that world into then the government world must be an interesting just change.
Yeah, it is. And, there's a lot of things that you learn on both sides that when you can make the crossover and you can bring some of that knowledge and expertise from another point of view is always refreshing, I think, for everybody all around.
So yeah.
It's been fun.
With what you do and with the growth, and Stafford's one of the fastest growing localities in the state. And I'm sure that keeps you, you're involved in a lot of different things and keeps you really busy, I would think.
Absolutely, yes. We have a lot of growth and pressing growth needs that are affecting our infrastructure in multiple ways, not only the water and sewer lines, but the roads and storm sewer networks, things of that nature. And so we cover a variety of areas in the public works department. Of course, there's a lot of new housing going up, but we work with very directly, and then the public infrastructure that we also work with on the public side and on the private side, facilitating all of that work that's going on. But it's a fast-growing area, and which makes it interesting. There's always something going on.
Well, and I guess the challenge is you've got some areas that are new, and the infrastructure is new in what you're dealing with. But other areas like what in South Stafford, like where we are right now, has been here a long time. And you're dealing with some areas that are quite old, I would think.
That's absolutely true. We have we just actually this past year did some analysis, and we have a lot of our infrastructure that's hitting a 40 or 50 year life cycle, and needs to have significant rehabilitation or replacement done. So we are faced with those kinds of challenges. And then, as you said, we have a lot of new growth coming in. So you can have, just down the street from each other, a replacement project and a brand new pipe going in with a new housing development. Sometimes that happens with infill, and you do get from time to time, issues where the new growth is really pressing on that old infrastructure. And so it always keeps us on our toes. I think that's fair to say. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I never thought of that. I guess it could cause some problems if you've got something new and if you're tying it into something old. Yep. That brings up a whole new set of issues.
It always does, and there's a lot of design and inspection services that our department works with the local design community on, and then of course we have direct interaction with the homeowners, both the existing homeowners and the new homeowners that are coming in, and in trying to work through the challenges of that growth is is definitely a day-to-day function of our department.
And I guess when new development is coming in, and you're one of the first people probably along in the pipeline, so to speak, that they have to come and talk to, because those plans have to be approved by you have to know what's going on.
Absolutely. We have a whole team that's devoted to the review process. So when a new development is looking to come into the county, we work with the developer and we work with the builder to review the plans and then work through the permit process to get them all the permits and everything that they need, and then do throughout their construction process, we're out in the field inspecting everything, making sure that it's installed to certain standards, and we work with them to make sure that it gets built in timely fashion. So we are really a customer service-based group. Mm-hmm. Our customers are very diverse. We have anybody from the new builders to existing homeowners that have issues to other departments within the county that are looking to expand and grow. So we kind of face multiple customer service fronts.
We are talking with Jason Towery, the Public Works Director for Stafford County this morning. Your offices are they in the Government Center?
Yes. So actually, Public Works has not only the offices there in the Government Center next to the courthouse, but we also have a number of remote locations. We have some water and wastewater treatment plants that are remotely located, and then we have a number of other remote offices that facilitate various utility functions around the county.
If someone has a question and wants to find out something, I guess they can either call or come in and see you?
Absolutely. Yeah, anytime. We've got plenty of folks who are ready to pick up the phone and answer questions, and if they can't answer your question, get you to somebody who can.
Well, boy, the one thing that sure is true about what you do, I mean, no 2 days are the same, and you never know day to day what's going to happen. It could be a new development, it could be a pipe breaking.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's day to day, and sometimes minute to minute, we're flipping around, changing from topic to topic.
Well, and you're the type of person, I guess, in the middle of the night, you can get calls or whoever's on call for your in your department, because things happen and usually happen either on a weekend or a holiday or in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we have some funny phrases around our work where we talk about Fridays or Monday mornings. Those are always the times when things happen. It's never a convenient time, but, rain or shine, hot or cold, we have a lot of great guys, especially in our utilities field crew teams that go out and be out there in the middle of the night in the freezing cold fixing a water line that froze and broke. Or we have guys who in our inspections team that if there's been some bad storm damage, that go out and they look at homes or businesses that have had damage done in our building inspections team or our stormwater team. And when it's raining and pouring and we have lots of flooding issues going on, we have folks who are concerned and have questions, we try to come out and help as best we can. So we're an all-weather 24/7 team.
Boy, you are, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because those are the people that we see out there working in just some horrible conditions. And because I can remember there were a number of this past winter in January when we went through that cold spell, and I know that there were just a number of pipes breaking, and I heard stories and people impacted about how you guys had people out there working in just some brutally cold weather.
Yeah, and it's usually cold and wet at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with a pipe, either a water main break or some type of sewage main break, and we're dealing with that, and you've got traffic conditions going on, and it's always in the middle of the night at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. But I'll tell you, I don't know that I could do it sometimes, but I've stood there next to the road watching these guys and some of the work that they do, or heard about some of the stories of people who stay up all night or for a couple days in a row just to get something done. And
yeah,
we really have a committed team, and it's great for people to know that.
So. Well, thank you to you and your team that continually keeps things working and running. Jason Towery here, the Public Works Director for Stafford County. We are going to, when we come back, we're going to talk about some changes with the Public Works Department as we go along this morning. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jason Towery is here. He's the Public Works Director for Stafford County this morning. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. One of the things that one of the reasons you're here this morning that is to Jason to talk a little bit about some of the changes that have some kind of reshuffling of what goes on with the utilities and public works in Stafford.
Yeah, so up till about 2.5 months ago, the utilities department was separate actually from the public works department. And we've made some changes internally to bring those two departments together, really in an effort to create some efficiencies and facilitate better customer service. So we're pretty excited about that, but we have a large team of folks now that we're in the process of reorganizing. So some of the things that our department works on now are very different from what we did even a few months ago. But it's been really exciting to work with the employees internally and then talk with our customers and see where we can continue to make improvements. So, we cover a diverse range of areas now. So the Public Works Department now is actually moving towards four separate divisions. One of our primary functions is going to be facilitating new capital construction improvements that the county is working through. So if there's a road widening project or if there's a water or sewer line project that needs to take place, our office will work on that. For example, our office recently worked on the new animal shelter. That was one that that our team worked on the design and construction of. Then, of course, we have our operations folks who, like we talked about before, are out there in the middle of the night. If something breaks, they're out there working on it, fixing it. And then we have our customer service team that helps folks who need new permits or might have questions about their water or sewer bill, something of that nature. And then we also have our final branch that really works with the development community. If there's new homes or commercial buildings, things of that nature that need to be designed and inspected, that's what that team works through. So.
What you've just run down is pretty. I mean that really touches so much of local government, just about everything.
It does, yeah. And there's a lot of our functions work, you know, with our economic development team as well, looking at new folks coming into the area, and then of course, you know, we have a lot of existing, customers on the utility side, or we have. Folks, you know, just county residents who have questions or issues with their public infrastructure or growth concerns that we work with as well. So it does. We touch a variety of areas.
Well, and I guess you know when we talk about roads, we don't often we think well that you know VDOT's handling that, but I guess you know you mentioned I mean, you have to be involved too because you've got infrastructure and you've got utility lines. Running through there, and so I guess you have to work all these projects. You're working right along with VDOT.
We are, yes. VDOT definitely is heavily involved with the roads, but we're also right there alongside of them most of the time, working through either some sort of infrastructure replacement of our own or helping to facilitate their construction process. We have a really great partnership with VDOT. A really great team over there of folks who care about the county and care about all of the local transportation needs. And that can be an area that can be frustrating certainly for local residents and folks, you know, where we have new construction and road expansion projects going on. So there's always a lot of public concern, and that's where we try to really help and facilitate the process to help folks get through the process smoothly and cleanly and make sure that all the infrastructure is there at the end of the day.
This change was pretty substantial. I'm sure you're still kind of finding your way as far as figuring certain things out or something comes up and everyone in the office probably at times looks at each other like, who does this, or are we, you know, how do we handle this? I'm sure this this kind of thing takes a little while. It's just not, you don't just walk in one day and say this is what we're doing now.
No, absolutely, and this was not taken lightly, and we certainly think that there's some great efficiencies that we're going to gain. You know, as a local government, we're always looking for ways to make sure that we're being very efficient with all of the tax dollars and monies that are received. A lot of it's about that. But then we just have a really great team of employees. We've really, one of the first things we did was reach out to them and say, okay, how are we going to do this? Because this is really going to affect your day-to-day job, and let's sit down and talk about this. So we actually just finished working with a group of employees to look at this reorganization, and we're taking a lot of their recommendations and moving forward with them. So, but yeah, you're right. It's not something that happens overnight, and I think over the next couple of years we'll continue to work through this. Sure.
I'm sure this is the kind of thing that we talked at the start about Stafford being such a fast-growing locality, and this is, I guess, in some ways just it's a byproduct of what growth is and what you see with bigger localities. It doesn't make it any easier, though. Like you say, especially for somebody who's been doing the same job for a lot of years. This would be a stressful thing.
Yes, it is, and it is, and it's one of those things, like you said, as the locality grows and we face different concerns and issues that come up, and we find ways that maybe we need as a local government to change the way we're doing things, so that we're being very customer friendly for the customer team. A lot of this was about, you know, making sure that we're functioning again in an efficient manner and trying to do everything, you know, the best way that we can. So we're adapting as we're going. As the county continues to grow, we continue to adapt our processes, and our team is working to be flexible with that. So.
Well, and I'm sure with this having just taken place, this is the kind of thing that you've probably known about for a while and have been getting ready for it.
Yes. So we started discussions on this, a little while ago. There was always ideas, you know, about this. Matter of fact, some of the folks after we made the announcement said, "Oh, well, we said 15 or 20 years ago that utilities and public works would be together." So I think there's always been a mindset that these two teams worked better together, and so I think that this was a recognition of that long-term thinking.
Yeah, I didn't realize that this was taking place, but as you have been talking, and especially when you broke it down, it makes sense that it works like this.
Yeah, it does, and I think that, you know, we're going to find some things that we're going to do better, and we're going to find some things that we're not sure how to do yet. So, but yeah, I think it does make sense. We've got a lot of similar functions that work together on the, you know, inspection and construction side and infrastructure side. You know, before we really had some separations within our capital teams, and we just felt like it would be best to bring all that expertise together into one place.
So I guess, and the other thing is especially those of us who are customers, just to be patient as things go, because at times things may not be as smooth as you think they should be.
Yeah, that's a fair thing to say. We're certainly working to do our best to keep it as smooth as we can, but we appreciate it, all the patience we can get from all the customers.
It's one of the things, when you talked about just the different things that you do, as far as the, I'm just thinking of the weather that we're dealing with right now, mm-hmm. and the flooding. How every day right now we're dealing with rain. Has that been a concern and an issue for public works and utilities?
It does, yeah. Actually, it affects a lot of the construction projects that go on. For example, you know, when you go in and you clear a bunch of trees and land, there's the water can really move the dirt around quite a bit.
Yeah.
So we work on that front. But then we also have a lot of, as we talked about earlier, older areas of the county that maybe their infrastructure is failing, or we're working with them to help them come up with and find solutions to deal with some of the rain that we deal with. And then on the utility side, it can really affect our utility infrastructure quite a bit. Our storm or our sanitary sewer systems can actually, especially in areas where they're older, can can take on a lot of that rainwater, and it can come down into our pumps and stations and things of that nature. So we're always looking to find ways to seal up our systems and keep everything flowing good and smooth. And then it puts pressure on our reservoirs, our water reservoirs. Of course, having more water is a good thing, but it can present challenges sometimes for us too. So we're always always working through. Rain is always, it's a good thing, but it's a challenging thing for our department.
Yeah, you tend to think, well, you know, you have most of your problems, you know, like we said, during the winter when you're dealing with freezing pipes and all, but you don't think about it in the summer and some of the water issues we've dealt with now, but you're still dealing with things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a great team of people, and we do our best with the resources we have to answer every question we can and come up with creative solutions and just be there with people when they have problems that come up. So,
Jason Towery is here. He is the Public Works Director for Stafford County. More coming up this morning. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com, TourStaffordVA.com. The Public Works Director for Stafford County in with us this morning. We are we welcome and are glad to have Jason Towery in this morning. Like we said at the beginning, I mean, what you do. You hope you never have to deal with that. Everything goes smoothly, and that you get up every morning and you turn the water on. And I guess that's your goal. That everybody, when you get up in the morning, you know, you've got water and the utilities all work.
Absolutely, yeah. We prefer not to have calls in the middle of the night that my water isn't working or something. But it does happen, certainly. And you know, we have a very successful utility for the most part. Our complaints are fairly minimal, but they do happen, and stuff does break, and lines do give way. So when that happens, we're right there to work with folks.
But one of the things that I think that we all take for granted, and we forget that it wasn't too many years ago, both Stafford and Spotsylvania, when we had would have dry summers, and there'd be water rationing and all kinds of things, and yeah. Reservoirs have been opened up now, and we just don't have the problems that not too long ago we were all dealing with when we had dry summers.
Yeah, and that's actually, I mean, we've certainly been in a fairly good cycle for water, but we always keep an eye out, watching weather forecasts, you know, short term and long term, to try and make sure that we have plenty of water on hand to handle any potential drought conditions that could come. And as you noted, we do have actually the new reservoir, the Lake Mooney Reservoir, has quite a bit of storage in it. So we're very blessed in this area with good water resources. But it's only a matter of time before another drought comes around. So yeah. You know, when it does, we'll be there to work with people and ask that they'd work with us to make sure that we keep everybody with good clean water.
As someone who's an engineer and all, were you involved at all with the Lake Mooney Reservoir?
Actually. Well, yes and no. When I first started working for the county about 5 years ago, they were coming down towards the end of that project.
Okay.
So a lot of the design work had already been done. I did get to work on some little bits and pieces here and there, and that was a lot of fun. That was just a fantastic project. And, you know, we have a great recreational resource there for the community,
yeah.
too, to go out and, you know, boat on the water. We've got the water park or the waterfront park there as well that folks can go down. So we'd really encourage people to come out. There's some really good fishing there, I've heard. Really encourage folks to come out and take a look.
That and I just from afar watching it and going to a few events when you reached certain parts, and it was really interesting watching seeing a reservoir being built like that.
Yeah, and a lot of folks don't know this, but if they'd ever like to tour the water treatment plant down there, we offer free tours anytime. We love to have people come in, take a look at what we do and how we do it. Really just a great team there, and up at our Smith Lake water treatment plant as well, we've got a great team there that works very hard every day to produce good clean drinking water. And you can go out and take a look, stand from the top of the dam and take a look down both sides and see how big it is. It's quite an amazing thing.
I might do that sometime. I didn't know you offered that.
Oh yeah, it's fun. So I go down there every few months just to get out of the office for an hour or so and tour around and take a look at how things are going. So it's a great time. I enjoy it.
Water treatment plants. I remember as a kid in school going and visiting the local water treatment plants, and it really is interesting. And it's for anybody who sits when you're a kid and you sit in science class and figure when am I going to do with this kind of thing? Yeah. But they really put a lot of science to work with all of that.
It's a lot. There's a lot of chemistry that goes on with that. And the less popular tour sometimes is the wastewater treatment plant, but we have a lot of great people there as well who work on the other end. We're a very environmentally conscious group of people. We always look to make sure that we're taking all of the wastewater and treating it appropriately. We really want to make sure we're taking good care of our water resources, in the rivers and streams and everything. So that's a great group of people. If folks are interested, again, we have free tours. You can go down anytime. Great group of guys down there who love to show off what they do.
Yeah. No, and again, we talk about a lot of unsung heroes and people behind the scenes that are always there and 24/7 watching over things. And same thing with wastewater and with the treatment plants.
Yeah, sometimes it's easy to take for granted that you turn the water on or you flush the toilet and things are going to work. But there's a whole team of people there behind that making sure that little, being able to do that happens smoothly.
And if you travel overseas and you go to areas that aren't quite so lucky, you really come to appreciate it.
We are very fortunate here. Yes, absolutely.
Jason Towery here, the public works director for Stafford County. As far as projects go, I know you mentioned a little bit earlier. I mean, that's one of the things that you guys are all involved in now. What things are either going on or can we look forward to?
Right. So we just talked about finishing up the animal shelter project. That was one that we just finished up. We're also, if folks go up on Garrisonville Road now, all the lanes of Garrisonville Road, the widening that occurred up there, that's all open. Folks who are driving down Brook Road right now will notice that there's a number of there's a lot of clearing and grading going on out there, and they're straightening out that section of the road to make some improvements, some safety improvements. That's something that the board has been working hard on having for the county to do. So that's been exciting. And then we've got some new trail projects that are in the works that if you've been to any of the board meetings, you've probably heard them talk about the Belmont to Ferry Farm trail. And so another section of that is actually under construction right now on River Road. If you drive down River Road right now, you can see the crews out there working.
What that is?
That is, yeah. So that that'll be a piece that will connect from the William Street Bridge there that goes into the city up to Pratt Park. And so we're building the trail one piece at a time, but eventually we'd love for people to be able to walk all the way from Falmouth over to the Ferry Farm area and have those points of connection, and that's something that I think the board has really been just really looking in terms of forward looking that this board has been really good about doing is just, looking out for those recreational opportunities for the community. And I know that that's just going to be a great new resource that people are going to enjoy. So we're looking forward to getting that open. Hopefully soon.
I was going to say, do you have any timetable yet on that?
Yeah, that piece, I believe, actually will be finishing up here within the next month or so, a couple of months probably. Sometimes we have little issues at the end we got to clear up.
Yeah.
But, Hopefully we'll have that piece open this fall, and then we're working on some of the other pieces coming down here the road the next couple next few years.
I didn't realize that your office was involved with that.
Yeah, we facilitate a lot of the design and construction services. So we work with engineering firms to make sure that all of the design is properly done, and then that help oversee the construction process. So the county has a capital improvement plan that looks forward down the road 5-10 years, and our group right now is already working on projects that are 5 years away. So we have a really great team there too, that just good people.
Boy, but in the trails that especially the city and Stafford have just been so proactive with adding trails, and they're just wildly popular.
They are, yeah. Any day you drive down through the city or Stafford, you see folks all over the place walking, and sometimes they make trails. If there aren't trails, they'll make them, and then we come in later and we find a way to pave it and make it safer. So. I agree. Absolutely. The board has been very proactive and looking forward to that.
The one of the things, just kind of a day-to-day thing, Jason, as far as just as a homeowner and your water meter and all, because occasionally you'll have things where it'll start leaking or you have problems. I guess just as homeowners, we need to pay attention to those kind of things. And It's the kind of things, if you don't pay attention, all of a sudden you start noticing your water bill is going up, and you find that there's been a leak for a while. There are things that I guess that as homeowners we need to do.
Yeah. So if anybody, I would encourage everybody to keep a close eye on your water or sewer bill. Because we do check. We do a check anytime we have significant changes in a customer's water bill. We'll oftentimes go out and do what we call a high consumption check, where we go out and we walk around the yard where we can see to see if it looks like there's any leaking going on. And we try to work with them to get that corrected. And actually, a lot of people don't realize this, but we do offer a program where the county will credit back a good portion of that bill if they make the repair to their area of plumbing that's leaking. The county owns and maintains the water line up to the water meter. So a lot of folks know where the water meter is in their yard because that's one of the things they hit with their lawnmower every so often.
Yeah.
And then on the sewer side, we usually work and operate up to what's called the sewer cleanout, which is it's usually a white pipe that has a white cap on it in your front yard.
Okay.
We usually own and maintain up to the first cleanout that's in your yard from where the road is. And again, that's another popular lawnmower location.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it is the homeowner's responsibility. Certainly, we try to work with them to help them overcome. It can be challenging when things break, and it can be expensive as well. So we try to help and facilitate as best we can.
If the sewer backs up, are you who I call?
A lot of times folks will, and we're usually one of the first folks who will give a call, and we'll come out and we'll check to see if the public side of the line is clear. And if it is, then we'll usually work with them to help them find a plumber to come in and check their own plumbing to see if the backup's on their end. We that's always a tough one for people. We don't want to leave anybody hanging with sewer backups. So we really try to facilitate that process.
And I guess you've got a website with an emergency number and a non-emergency number.
Yes, we do. We do have folks on call 24/7. So if something happens in the middle of the night, we'll get calls through the emergency number. But during the day, they can call our customer service numbers that are listed on the website, and we have a great team there. Ready to take any concerns.
And again, if you do notice that your water bill seems to be going up,
give us a call, and try if you
can't track it down yourself,
let
you guys come in and look things over.
And sometimes there are normal changes in water bills. A lot of folks will water their lawn during the summer or fill a pool, something of that nature. So just take a few minutes and think, have you done anything that's been some heavy water use lately? But if something seems out of place, give us a call. We're there to help.
Jason Towery is the Public Works Director for Stafford County. We will wrap this up when we come back. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll wrap it up with Jason when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered this morning in part by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. We're talking with Jason Towery this morning, the Public Works Director for Stafford. Great stuff. We were just talking off the air, and you were telling me that there are 90 pump stations.
Yeah, actually over 90.
Over 90. Yes. Wow, never would have guessed.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see them. Some of the bigger ones you can tell, but those are the sewer pump stations that a lot of folks will pass by on the side of the road and wonder what they are.
Yeah.
And it's a sewer pump station. We have 15 water tanks. Those are a little more visible. Folks see a water tank.
But that's a lot. I would have never guessed 15. I would have maybe guessed, I can think of maybe five.
Yeah. Some of them are a little more hidden, but they're right there around the corner from you. And then we've got, we actually have a little over 1,200, almost, I think we're coming up on 1,300 miles of water and sewer pipe. You think about that, like in the last 5 years, we just added another 100 miles of pipe. That's enough pipe to go from here all the way down to Richmond and back in terms of water and sewer pipe that's been added to our infrastructure. So it's grown a lot, and it continues to grow.
Boy, when you talk about – I mean, that's a great illustration of growth.
Yeah.
Of that, I mean, that just shows you what's happening. And I guess one of the challenges – and we talked about it earlier, but as you have talked about things – Jason, one of the big challenges, I guess, is at times just to integrate the old and the new, because you've got obviously some systems that are have a little age on them.
Absolutely, and we've recently, just this year, the board has helped us be a little more proactive with the way we approach that. We've started more aggressively what we call a 3R program to go back and replace and rehabilitate a lot of our infrastructure. And we can do it if we can do it in a way that we can rehabilitate it. We can usually save a lot of money. So we try to look for ways to do that by lining the old pipes or the old sewer lines. And sometimes you can't, but we do where we can. We can usually save some money. So that's something that continues to be a challenge, but we're finding creative ways around it.
We started this conversation by talking about just how there have been some changes with the Public Works Department and utilities, and I'll give you a chance to explain that again real quick about all under one umbrella now.
Yes, so any of the water or sewer operations for the county, any of the stormwater review and inspections, the building review and inspections team, the utility review and inspections team, any of our capital construction projects, and then the customer service permitting functions of the county come through our department. So we're pretty diverse. A lot of customer service fronts, but it's exciting. It's new. It's changing. We're adapting to times, and we're having fun time doing it.
Well, and the other thing is just to remind you've got people on call and standby, and you know, anytime someone has an issue, a question, or wants to talk to somebody, get in touch with you.
Absolutely, give us a call, shoot us an email. We love to talk with people. See what we can do.
A lot going on. When we talk about growth, and we just tend to think about roads, we don't often think about Public Works in the utilities department in Stafford, but you're right there with all the growth, and you know, you're in a lot of ways really behind the scenes, because we were talking about the animal shelter, mm-hmm. and you know, just I remember being at the groundbreaking and then the ribbon cutting just a few weeks ago, and you know, your department isn't one that often comes to mind of, you know, oh, they helped make this this possible, but you do.
Yeah, and the capital team is right there through the whole process to design that, get all the permits together, and oversee the construction. But you're right, you know, there's the visible things that happen. We see new houses going up, we see new roads going in, and then there's the invisible folks who are behind the scenes there, you know, pulling together the permits and doing the reviews and inspecting the homes and putting in pipes and then fixing them in the middle of the night. So a lot of stuff to keep Stafford humming and moving along. So, but we love it. It's
well,
good stuff.
We're sitting here in Stafford County right now, and when I go down and get a drink of water this morning, I've got you to thank.
Yeah,
and
our team, but yes, absolutely, team. Yeah.
Now, like we say, you know, you always want it working. Yeah. And you help make it work. Well, thank you, Jason. Jason, thank you for what you're doing and your team. Like you say, there's just so many unsung heroes behind the scenes making things work.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us on, and just great opportunity to get out there and share what we're doing. So thank you very much.
We will do this again. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Jason Towery, the Public Works Director for Stafford County. Town Talk, financed by Deacon Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deacon Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.